We welcome to the program Brandon Markham joins us from the Lean Rocket Lab. Brandon and his partners put that together several years ago. And Brandon, thanks for stopping by and tell us, give us your definition of the Lean Rocket Lab for somebody that's not familiar.
Hey, Greg, how you doing this morning? Thanks for having me. It's good to be talking with you. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to do so. The Lean Rocket Lab is a few things on top of being a cool spot downtown with a coffee shop that's open to the public inside their Fortress Cafe. We run a co-working space and a rentable office space, but kind of our mission and our specific intent in there is we run a manufacturing technology-focused virtual incubator and incubator, and we also run an Industry 4.0 accelerator in collaboration with some partners across the state, all kind of designed around helping entrepreneurs that have physical products and manufacturing innovation succeed and grow. But right now we're doing that all remotely from home, but the mission is the same.
Well, you got a good plug this morning. We had longtime realtor Val Stover on, and she said she loves going down there.
Yeah, you know, what's been really cool is we've gotten to just see an incredible community emerge inside the lab, a bunch of wonderful people kind of use it as their base, whether they're solopreneurs or freelancers or they have more established office space. And we've just gotten to see so many cool people come together and be in the space and utilize the space, community organizations, businesses, et cetera. We kind of, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention just a cool testament to that. You know, we sort of closed like everybody else did, you know, towards the end of March, and we have a bunch of members and people have monthly memberships and office memberships and different things. And, you know, we didn't really know it was going to happen for April. And virtually our entire membership base renewed their memberships for the month of April, knowing that we probably weren't even going to be open. And just was humbled by that. I felt like that was a real testament just to kind of the community aspect that we have, kind of sticking together. We've obviously gotten to see that in other areas across our community here in Jackson. But this kind of really speaks to there's a little bit of a family of entrepreneurs and business people and leaders and nonprofit people that utilize the lab, and we are certainly thankful for that. So tell Val I said hi if you next time she's on. So,
yeah, Brandon Markin with us from the Lean Rocket Lab downtown. And what are your plans, Brandon, or is it day-to-day?
Great question. Well, I guess I could start with what we're doing right now. So the first thing is we are providing a ton of online resources for our members. We have some really cool partnerships with people like HubSpot for startups and other things. And so we're doing regular webinars and resources. Probably the coolest thing, though, is we earlier this year, fortuitously, I'd love to say we had such amazing premonition, but we really kind of converted our incubator platform to be entirely virtual. We started supporting teams from across the state. We were seeing an increased demand in the manufacturing-focused incubator services. And since the shutdown, we've just kind of gone all in on that, and we have continued to support 100% of our incubator clients through our virtual platforms using Zoom and other tools. And actually, we've added virtual incubator clients now around the country, but also here in Michigan and some teams from California, et cetera. And so I'm happy to report back that during this kind of uncertain time, we're kind of business as virtual is what we're calling it. We're continuing to help teams move forward. As far as the physical location in the space, which is definitely the hardest part of all this, is not being able to be downtown and see our friends and be open and be a part of the downtown community. We're day by day. We're trying to manage that. We're trying to understand, you know, obviously there's no playbook for this. It's uncharted territory, and we're trying to gather information from all the sources here and the stuff that's coming down federally and at the state level. I listened to the Michigan Small Business webinar interview with the governor the other day, kind of reading the tea leaves. And we'll just, you know, we're eager to get back. I will say that we're eager to go. We're ready. We think that there's ways we can open safely, which I'm hoping that's what everyone's thinking about is what can we do safely? How can we get open? But also we understand that we're participants and citizens of like a bigger thing here. And so we want to be smart. But I would definitely love, information to keep coming out, you know, so we can plan a little more and make decisions. But I understand that there's a lot of things at play here and smart people working on the problem.
Brandon, talk about this virtual going forward. This could really expand, couldn't it?
Yeah, you know, it can and it has. And both of our major programs that we run, the incubator and then now our accelerator, they work really the same virtually. I mean, you know, you could debate a Zoom meeting versus an in-person meeting, but in terms of the services that we offer, connecting people with different resources, different vendors and partners and introductions to manufacturing companies and capital sources and materials and whatnot, we're able to continue doing that, and actually now we're watching our kind of other incubators across the country sort of fire up these programs and announce them, and we were kind of ready to go for that. And so we had two manufacturing technology teams from San Francisco, some really cool funded high-tech programs, join our incubator in the last couple of weeks. And our accelerator, which is backed by is in partnership with Lawrence Tech University and Automation Alley, has been just rolling on almost in the same way. That program is backed by a fund originally provided by the MEDC, where we actually make a substantial investment into the teams that get accepted. And we've been getting applications globally every day. We're meeting with teams on Zoom every week, and we're moving teams through the review process, and we have some teams that are in tech review, and that can be done digitally as well, or remotely, I should say. So all those things are great, and they're moving along. I say all that to say we're certainly eager to get back and doing things in person and being around the community. I told my wife it's like you can almost do a lot of the same stuff, but the less not having the interaction with humans definitely makes it feel like it has a little bit less joy. But we feel super blessed that we are able to kind of keep working. And we know there's been a lot. There's tons of businesses in the community that are unable to do so and are impacted in different ways. And so we feel very fortunate and blessed that we're kind of able to keep plugging along here. You know, outside of the co-working space.
What advice do you give startups, Brandon, and how do you guys how do you interact with a startup when they come to you, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think there's kind of two answers to that question. That's sort of like what's the answer normally and what's the answer right now in this current state that we're in. The answer normally is, and really this doesn't change, is we built our entire program on the Lean Startup platform. It's pretty widely adopted in all the incubators and accelerators across the world at this point. But the Lean Startup it's a model that's based on validation. How fast can you validate your concept, your technology? Doing a lot of customer discovery. We say we want to help people. If they're going to fail, we want to help them fail fast and inexpensively. I've got an entrepreneurial background. I've certainly done that wrong in my life and learning, you know, done it right a couple times, but learning how to help entrepreneurs say, okay, is this a good idea? Let's go test it. Let's go do interviews. Let's go try to validate the product, the market, the problem. And so that is we're very aggressive with that. We have a lot of cool partnerships and resources that help people do validation and testing. And then our motto or our sort of pledge at the lab is that if you are a person that walks in our door and you're willing to kind of go through the Lean Startup process to validate your business or idea, as that validation takes place in the traditional hurdles pop up, like needs for capital or prototyping or partnerships or manufacturing or customer demos, we will work as hard as we can to knock those down for people. And that's kind of something we take pride in. We have people from all different spectrums, socioeconomic, super diverse group of entrepreneurs and startups that we support. I like to say I think we do a good job helping the first-time entrepreneur who walks in our door, walks in over from the south side, no experience as an entrepreneur, has an idea on a napkin, and we serve teams that get sent to us from the University of Michigan Tech Transfer with a super high-tech product in Industry 4.0, and we aggressively help both those people with every ounce of energy that we can. And then, you know, maybe the second answer to the question is just, what have we been doing with teams right now, or what have we been telling teams right now? And our message has been simple. It's keep moving forward. We internally made a slogan during this sort of stay home order to grab the muskets. And what we mean by that is we're not sitting around, we're not head in the sand. What can we be moving forward right now? How can we grow our virtual incubator? How can we help our community? How can we look for ways to serve? How can we do everything we can do right now? And so for our teams, it's been, hey, do customer discovery. Do great time to do interviews. Don't be a dork. We talk about that a lot, which means don't do things right now that are inappropriate in the midst of a crisis. Have some good discernment there on what you need to not do, but figure out what you can do and look for ways to serve and add value. And that's something we're about personally, and we're encouraging our teams to be about.
Has the lab exceeded your expectations, or are you like, yeah, we knew this would work?
Man, that's a great question, Greg. It's actually been beyond anything we could have ever expected. We are, this community has exceeded our expectations. The support from the manufacturing community, the downtown community, people like Consumers Energy and the Hearst Foundation and JAMA and the Enterprise Group and the Anchor Initiative and all the manufacturing companies and partners that have helped make the lab possible has been amazing. And then the entrepreneurial spirit, as we went around to other cities and we studied this and we thought about it and what it meant for entrepreneurs, what it would have meant for us personally as entrepreneurs, we didn't know what we found was that there's this kind of underswell, a current, if you will, of people in this community that were eager for this. And we've been amazed. We didn't know what that would look like locally. And we've seen an incredible response from just professionals and entrepreneurs and existing companies that have a desire to be a part of an entrepreneurial ecosystem. And then the other aspect that's been amazing to us is our whole thesis when we launched the lab was we felt like that Jackson had this blue ocean, this abundance of resources in manufacturing, from smart people to active capital to equipment and technology and know-how, and that if entrepreneurs around the world knew what Jackson had to offer, that they would want to participate in this place. And so it takes a while to build an ecosystem. It's hard, in some ways. You're trying to generate density. And so our first year, 18 months, I guess, however long it's been, has been a lot of building. And we know that high-tech innovation, the more advanced it is, the longer it takes to really matriculate and develop. But we're blown away. And I mean, and to the point where we just could have never imagined the support, the accelerator, the fund, any of this stuff. I mean, these were things we talked about happening in 3 and 5 years. So for us personally, it's been a total God thing. We give all the glory. We're blown away by the response and the support. And just, I could tell you 100 stories of just miracles that even made it happen, that we even got it off the ground. Great friends like Rick Walton and Tony Hurst and people helping us. But we just give the glory to God. We're super thankful that it's been what it's been, and we're eager to keep going. We feel like we're at the starting line still in so many ways, and we just want to do a good job for this community.
Well, Brandon, thanks so much for sharing that with us, and hopefully you'll get those doors open pretty quick down there.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. Thanks so much for having me, and excited to get downtown rolling. And it's been cool to see all the way people people have come together, Dreammaker Fund and all the manufacturers making, I mean, we're just amazed by what's happening. We're eager to get back to work. So thanks so much, Ben.
Beautiful. Stay safe. Brandon Markin from the Lean Rocket Lab.